Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This is a very special moment this week. I mean, there's a lot of things maybe you're going to do in your life, but how about this Wednesday you get to meet an icon, Steve Miggs, ladies and gentlemen.
Way to build it up.
I'm telling you right now. I mean, this is
meet
this.
Steve and get sorely let down.
Steve Miggs is going to be showing up at Hector's in downtown Kirkland. First of all, I mean, Hector's in downtown Kirkland.
That is a great spot, actually.
I don't know how you get in there. How'd you get to the east side? I don't know how they let you get to the east side. How's that happen?
I know.
All right.
I asked Bill Gates to put in a good word.
That's nice.
It was nice.
Now, the Rock Girls are going to be there, along with Miss Rock. That's right. Our hydroplane, Miss Rock, is back. And Captain Kevin Ekret and his entire crew are going to be there, the entire CARSTAR team.
Dude, I'm really pumped to see Miss Rock in person. Like, I keep seeing the pictures. I saw a bunch of the videos and pictures that they posted because they did the Tri-Cities.
Yeah,
and that was kind of cool just to see it out there in the water, but to see it in person is going to be awesome.
Prizes, food, drinks, and more. Rock Girls and Steve and Miss Rock going to be down there again at Hector's, downtown Kirkland, 4 o'clock on Wednesday. You want all the info? It's pretty simple. Just go to KISW.com, click on calendar.
Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs. I'm not the producer. Oh! Beat Migs. You're a loser!
It is time to beat Migs, and it's time to pump it up for Monday!
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully that's going to get everyone pumped up for kind of a dreary Monday, to be perfectly honest.
It's going
to
get better.
Is it? Because I wore shorts, and this sucks right now.
Oh, is it so hard to wear shorts inside?
Yes!
The weather is exactly the same inside as it would be if it was sunny out or not.
I know, but it's air conditioned and it's chilly in here, and there's no chance of like going out there and getting a little warmed up because it's nasty and cold.
First world problems, I'm telling you right
now. Yeah, it's supposed to
be 81 today, according to
and Siri. Sunny.
Oh God, okay, then I'm glad I wore shorts.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, hold on, I got the wrong thing. Now it says it's going to 74. Siri just lied to me. Now it went down to 74.
Wow, you're just playing with my heart over
Siri
here.
Siri just lied to me.
Siri.
Well, it's going to be. I have a ball
Siri,
game to go to.
Why do you
got to
be such a lying bitch?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I can't answer that.
I don't want to be another
liar. I got to figure out what to wear tonight myself, you know, because I'm going to the ball game. I don't know. But we got no rain. That's
maybe
good.
Not shorts.
Wear pants.
All right. That's
and
good.
A long sleeve shirt.
What if I'm playing Pokemon Go? I shouldn't wear pants like that dude, right?
Oh, for Blaine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't wear pants. So
I believe tonight is Blaine guy pantless.
Pokemon Go night.
Night.
At Safeco?
At Safeco.
All right.
Different kind of bobblehead there. Let's get to our contestant.
Wow, that was actually a good joke.
Well, thank you.
Wow, I'm very surprised.
Let's get to our contestant. We got Jacob in Bremerton. Jacob, are you there, bud?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Rev, he is playing for something very, very, very cool.
You know where you are! Oh,
Guns N' Roses tickets.
What?
That's right. They're going to be at CenturyLink Field on Friday, August 12th, courtesy of Live Nation.
It's going to be one of the... this has got to be one of the best prizes we've ever given away on Beat Migs.
Ever.
Yeah. I mean,
we've done this before, though.
Oh, okay. Well,
prize.
Well, see that? I remember that. It was very memorable in my life.
Clearly.
Yeah.
just like a few weeks ago.
Whoops. Whoops.
Tickets are still available for this show, available at LiveNation.com. And all the reports, all the reviews have just been glowing how awesome they are sounding.
He's showing up on time?
On time.
What? How yep. amazing is
well,
that?
Well, I don't want to go then. If he's not going to give me the real experience, I'm not going to. I'm not doing it.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jacob will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jacob, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Tom Petty's video for his song, Don't Come Around Here No More, was inspired by what story?
Huh.
Which movie was the first that Tim Burton directed and Johnny Depp starred in?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
What was that?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
No.
Tim Burton and Johnny Depp, first movie.
Yeah. Okay. Eczema affects what part of the body?
Say that again?
Eczema affects what part of the body?
Skin.
Yes.
Your skin.
Yeah. What does a pedometer count?
Stepping.
Yes. What color is produced by the complete absorption of light rays?
White?
No.
Or black?
Yes. What European country is home to the original Highland Games?
Scotland.
Yes. In Greek mythology, what did Medusa have on her head instead of hair?
Snake.
Yes. In the comics, Archie and his friends live in which town?
Pass.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ooh, not too bad, Jacob.
Nope.
The phone thing was hard, though. It was muffled. We couldn't really hear him very well.
Yeah, I wonder if he put it on speakerphone to get some help from his friend.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, he's laughing about it.
Okay, well, that's the problem. Is
might have shot himself in the foot on that one.
That's the problem.
So he might not get those guns and Rose's tickets.
Yeah, it sucks.
See what I did there? Shot himself in the foot.
I gotcha. Yeah, nice try. You know what? You had one good joke.
I know.
Yeah,
kept the streak going, did not.
Yeah, don't even, you ought to just.
Yeah, we'll just move on from that one. Hey, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Tom Petty's video for his song, Don't Come Around Here No More, was inspired by what story?
That would be Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, which movie was the first that Tim Burton directed and Johnny Depp starred in?
That Beetlejuice?
No.
I mean, Edward Scissorhands.
Yes. Eczema affects what part of the body?
The skin.
Yes. What does a pedometer count?
Miles.
No.
Steps.
Yes. What color is produced by the complete absorption of light rays?
Huh?
What color is produced by the complete absorption
black.
Of... Yes. What European country is home to the original Highland Games?
France.
No.
Italy.
No.
England.
No.
Scotland?
Yeah.
I hung out with a Scottish person this weekend.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, played hockey with
you.
Us.
In Greek mythology, what did Medusa have on her head instead
Snakes.
Of hair? Yes. In the comics, Archie and his friends live in which town?
That would be Tukwila.
No.
Federal Way?
No.
Blaine?
No. During the Prohibition era, what was illegally sold at speakeasies?
Alcohol.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win 7-5. Sorry, Jacob.
Hey, hold on. Didn't you have to have a little bit of a streak going before that?
What? When I win?
Yeah.
No, well, you just won. I mean.
All I do is win.
Except when he doesn't. And they say
I'm sorry, but you have
there
to.
There are no rules to that song.
You should have 2 in a row at least, don't you think?
No.
I mean, otherwise, the song is kind of cheap. I mean, sorry about that, Jacob.
Well, he didn't play I'm the Best, so I mean.
I think I'm the Best. At both of them, you have to have, like, I say at least 3 wins in a row before you get to
so
play
many
those
rules.
Songs.
Wow.
Well, yeah, man. I mean.
I'm the Best.
Oh, now he plays both of them.
I'm the Best.
You're not the best.
Today, I am.
No, today, this moment.
Right now, right at 8:55 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm the best.
Such a low level of excellence that is required for your life.
You did eventually get Scotland as the original Highland Games. Archie and his friends live in which town? BJ, you know that one?
I do. Does Vicky know that one?
Is it Riverdale?
Riverdale.
Nice.
Yeah, good job.
I used to read them as a kid.
Yeah.
I just never remembered where they were from.
And they're still
Riverdale High.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You knew the high school, but you didn't know.
I should ask that one.
All right. I'm done with this day. You
That's
know what?
Amazing.
You are not the best. Take that whole thing away.
I'm the best.
No, you're not.
Well, congratulations, Steve. In spite of not being the best,
I have
according
a
to BJ, you still got 7 correct.
I have a question. Could you ask that Tim Burton question again?
Which movie was the first that Tim Burton directed and Johnny Depp starred in?
Oh, that's okay. That's a weird question.
Why is that a weird question?
I don't think it was very weird.
Seems pretty straightforward.
I got it right because
I'm the best.
Well, it's. I don't believe it's the first movie Tim Burton directed, right? It's. So what you're saying is, what's the first movie that Tim Burton directed that Johnny Depp starred in?
Yes.
That I mean, how many movies did Tim Burton do with? I guess he did a couple with Johnny Depp. All right, fine. I got no. They were. All right. So what you mean is the first Johnny Depp Tim Burton collaboration, right? Is that what you meant by that question?
Yeah.
That's okay, what I got out of it.
Yeah. Okay.
And
then
I got it right because
I'm the best.
All right. I'm getting out of here before.
It depends on where you put. You know, and it depends on where you put the comma. That's all.
You can't even see where I put the comma. You're not even looking at them. So why would you even bother about that?
He put the comma by his colon, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to check it out?
Yeah. Well,
show it to you right now.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I get it. That's
we know you're saying. You said it.
Yeah. I said it. Yeah. Yeah. That's he's right. I'll give it to him.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give it to him. I don't want to give it to him. I actually don't want to. I want to go in and fight with him more, Steve, but I can't.
You should. He likes it when you do that.
Well, the Rev is making me miserable. I've got something that's making women miserable.
What's that?
Yeah. And let's see. And that, of course, is Tinder.
Oh.
I don't know if it's making Vicky miserable. I think Vicky's the only woman that really is really having a good time with it.
I'm enjoying it. I have no problem with it.
I feel like Vicky gets the spirit of Tinder.
Which is not, you know, because Vicky's not your average woman. That's the thing. I think Vicky is, you know, she's one of those rare breeds where she thinks like a man, and therefore if she goes in and enjoys everything the way a man wishes he could enjoy it, but he can't because he's a woman, especially when it comes to sex. Apparently, Tinder's really tough on women, according to this story. It's giving them a weird sense of rejection that they never had to deal with in old-fashioned dating. And Vicky doesn't care about any of that because she's just swiping everything.
That's what I mean. Like, that's why I think Vicky gets the idea of what Tinder is. I think that some people, and I know it's worked for some where they've made a match and they've had a good relationship because of Tinder, but I think everybody's going into Tinder should know that the other person is just looking to bang.
And I think a lot of women think, oh, every guy is going to swipe on me. I'm going to get, you know, all the attention. But and a lot of times guys are very ADD when it comes to Tinder. Say something, you'll say, hey, how's it going? How's it going? And then it just ends there.
Yeah, because they don't want to have small talk with you. That's not why they're on Tinder.
No, but like it's at least one hi, how's it going, to make sure it's not a bot. I think that's okay. But then they kind of disappear. Everyone's very ADD, and I think girls are getting butthurt over that.
Yeah, the main reason is that men do, like you say, they swipe right on lots and lots of different profiles. And about one out of three dudes say they swipe right on almost every woman. Women, they don't do that.
But we matched. We should be together forever.
Yeah. So women, when they get that Tinder match, they want to see where it goes. When guys get a match, it's just an ego boost because there's a decent chance they weren't that attracted to the woman they swiped right on anyway. Wow.
I think that just really sums up us as humans. I mean, I think dudes just like thinking that they're that everybody wants them.
Even if guys write back, like, you know, Vicky says, give me a little something, only 20% of them actually have conversations that lead to them exchanging numbers. So that's a real, I mean, so yeah, I can get it, man. You're not getting a lot of success. Even if a guy speaks to you after he swipes right on you, you're still not. So if you're a chick going, damn, I don't understand this. Everybody's swiping right. Most of them aren't talking to me. And then the ones that do talk to me don't want my number. Oh, this is crap.
You're just an ego booster.
Yeah. Wow.
Just do other sides. Go to Match. Go to whatever. Tinder's not your game if you're too easily butthurt.
Vicky,
ladies,
how quickly do you go out and say you're going to have sex? Like how quick within a communication you go, let's bone?
Depending on how hot the guy is and how interesting he seems, yeah, pretty quick.
What's the fastest have you gone from matching to mattress?
The next day.
There you go. Matching to mattress.
24 hours.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone's beat that. Like, and then has anyone got it done, like, you know, you match at like 5 p.m. and by 9 p.m. you're naked?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I like the other side of it, though, Vicky. Like, if you're really, really bored or nothing's going on, do you go to that one guy you didn't like and then go, okay, let's get together? And how long has that been? How long have you swiped on a guy that was like, I don't think so, but then you turned around because you had nothing going on?
I had one guy, I met him on a different dating site, and I didn't talk to him for a year. I'm like, you know what? I just got out of a breakup. I can't do this. And then I ran into somebody who kind of looked like him. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that guy. And I sent him a Snapchat. Hey, how's it going? Hope all is well. Bam, that night. Got it done.
A year later.
Yeah.
Damn.
But it was on my terms.
See, that's the thing. If it was the other way around, it doesn't work that way, man.
Dude, I was just reading this story about speaking of like just connecting with somebody. I don't know how this works exactly, but there's an app called Nickelblock.
what is this? Is that how I get Nickelback to come to my house and screw me?
No, when you are when you try to text your ex, it recognizes that and it plays Nickelback's music to stop you.
Oh, Nickel Block, that's funny. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's seriously, for drunken people, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because that's when you want to text your ex, right? When you're probably a little drunk, a little sad, a little lonely.
I don't know how long that. I don't know how long that app's gonna last. I can't imagine. If I'm Nickelback, I think you have to have a good sense of humor. Dude, you're rich as F. Who cares?
They need to come up with that for my cupboards. So every time I'm trying to go for food, they'll play Nickelback music and I'll get sick. And then I won't want to eat, right? Just kidding. They're nice people. All right, you know what time it is, Steve?
What time is it?
Listeners on the loose time.
Just kidding.
You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Rock is 7625. Text us at 77999. Your calls and texts at 917.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Listeners on the loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Rock is 7625. You can also text us at 77999. Doesn't matter, man, what it is. You know, I mean, it could be something we spoke about today, yesterday, a month ago, a year ago. Or it could be a brand new topic you bring to the table. You pick the topic, you guide the show. And Steve has just one rule for listeners on the loose.
That's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
Goodbye, old friend. It's as simple as that. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Text us at 77999.
We got a text message that involves the story that we talked about earlier involving the guy who decided to hide a bunch of cocaine in his foreskin.
Yeah, the guy in England, yeah.
It's just saying it out loud makes you just realize how insane that is. But one person says, I got busted once railing a line of cocaine off the spoiler of my mom's car. She was on her way to work super early in the morning. When she saw what I was doing, her eyes were as big as mine. I've been clean off cocaine for 7 years since. Love you guys. From Juice.
Damn.
That, I guess, would be a moment to be like, maybe I should.
Okay, Mom.
Reevaluate my life.
Again, though, what's worse? Mom walking in on you, you know, walking in on you doing that, or Mom walking in on you basically hiding your stash in your foreskin? What do you think?
Oh, jeez. I'd rather get busted with what he got. Yeah.
Because everybody knows that guy. That's what he did. Everybody knows he just basically tucked the foreskin up in the old, hello, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, what if that was like one of my kids or something? I'd be like, really? Oh, no, that's my kid.
Here's a text question for you, BJ.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a pick, what celebrity would you want as your cellmate?
As my cellmate? C-E-L-L?
Yeah.
Or not soulmate?
And they said you can't pick a celeb for sexual purposes, so you can't go with John Voight.
I can't go with John Voight. Are you? Oh, buddy, he's so dreamy.
Makes nice babies.
I'm assuming I'm in the same. It's going to be same sex. I'm assuming, right?
Let's stick with same sex.
Yeah. Who would I pick?
I mean, there's no unisex jails, I guess.
What celebrity would I pick? Well, I will tell you this. I think because I have hung with him for a little bit, I would say probably Simon Pegg.
Oh.
Play Scotty on the new Star Trek. He seems like a relatively chill fellow. Therefore, he won't give me too much trouble. That's what I'm thinking. And we'd have some good, interesting, geeky conversations. I'll go with Simon Pegg. Good old Scotty from Star Trek, Shaun of the Dead.
I think I'll go Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman?
And just have him tell me stories. It'd be very comforting.
Oh, dude, yeah. It gets pretty boring in there. And as you get to go to sleep at night, he'll be like, Steve, let me tell you a story.
Well, I don't know if he's going to sound like that. That's really creepy.
That's how Morgan Freeman sounds.
Or would you rather have like Samuel Jackson tell you stories? That'd be better, I think.
Steve, let me tell you a story, bitch.
What about you, Vicky?
It'd have to be Jennifer Lawrence for sure. Not for sexual purposes.
It's not for sexual, Vicky. No, you can't do it.
Okay, I know, but I'd still look at her. But I feel like she's that crazy chick. She's super talented, but you know she has some crazy in her. And I'd love to just kind of talk and figure out what it was.
So, do you think you'd be kindred spirits?
Yes.
Really?
We'd be besties.
But see, you're quiet crazy. She's like loud crazy.
I know. You got to balance each other out, man.
All right. Fair enough. That just goes to show you. See, Steve, you and I are looking for comfort.
I'm looking for someone that'll be fun to talk to.
Yeah, not any drama or craziness. Here's Vicky.
Exactly. It'd be fun to talk to her. It'd be a lot of drama, and it'd be her drama.
I got news for you. That's why the question shouldn't even bring up sex.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to be in prison with a woman anyway. Well, I guess I'm married, so.
Hey.
Hey, lady.
I kind of think maybe I'm rethinking my thing. Maybe
you don't want more? You don't want Morgan Freeman?
No, after you did that weird breathing thing, okay. It kind of changed how I feel about this one.
Let me tell you.
Charlie Sheen. after a serious bender. So he's still hopped up on whatever it is, and I get to listen to him talk.
You couldn't handle him.
What do you mean?
He's tiger blood, man. You can't handle that, man.
Oh, that's a very
your head would explode. It would die. You can't have it. No, no. You wouldn't be able to be in a cell with me. No.
Yeah.
I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them.
I was putting those 7 gram rocks in my foreskin. You can't hang with me.
I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
Dude.
Go.
All night long listening to that.
I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different, you know, I got tiger blood, man.
So, yeah, that wouldn't drive you out of your mind. Because I like Stone Charlie Sheen. You know, when he was at the Taco Bell.
Eh, it's a little too slow for me.
Yeah, see, that's what I want, man.
I would just listen to that and just be like egging it on. Oh, tell me more about that. And I would make him feel like he's completely in the right. You know?
I expose people to magic. I may forget about them tomorrow, but they'll live with that memory for the rest of their lives.
Oh, yeah,
that's a gift, man.
If you make him think you're a follower, yeah, I think he'd be like, he'd be just holding court in your cell every night.
When Texas says, I would pick Jim Carrey. He's wild and funny and he'd make the time go fast. Shane and Chehalis.
It's a nice choice, Jim Carrey, because we haven't heard much from him lately that people would pick him for anything. I think the Dumb and Dumber.
Including casting agents.
Yeah, I know. Was Dumb and Dumber, okay. I didn't see that. Was it Dumb and Dumber, the new one, good?
I don't want to even. I just like to keep the happy memory of what the first one was.
Okay.
I haven't even seen Dumb or Dumberer or Dumber and Dumberer.
Oh, with the two young guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I figured that wouldn't be something I'd want to see. But, you know, the sequel made by the two originals, I'd be like, all right, let me check that out.
When Dexter says DMX. That like, if he's just doing his like his rapping style of talk, hey, I'm DMX. Like, I'd be like,
I
want a different cell.
You don't want that guy? Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
I wonder who the Rev would like to spend some time.
All right, Rev. Yeah, you have to pick a celebrity. It can't be for sex, so you can't pick yourself.
I've been thinking about this, and I think I'd like Michael Jackson.
He's dead.
Exactly, because then I wouldn't have to really do anything. I wouldn't have to talk with him or anything.
That doesn't work.
It totally works. You just prop up his skeleton in a corner and we're good.
You'd want a corpse in your you really would want that, huh?
Well, at that point, I think he's been pretty far gone at this point, so you don't have to worry about like none of the bad smells or anything like that. Maybe just the skeleton.
Rev's not a lone wolf, is he? He doesn't want anybody alive in his cell.
Yeah, well, I don't want to deal with that.
All right, fair enough. Well, good for you. You know what? Nice creative answer, by the way, to that one. A dead Michael Jackson.
Right, what fun is that?
Well, that's Rev, let's be honest.
That's right.
So you can use a skeleton as a marionette, kind of dance around, do act out scenes, redo Thriller, Captain EO.
You mentioned a dead guy we got a text that says, you guys, did you see that story about the guy who had a stripper show up to his own funeral?
What?
Oh, yeah, this happened. A Taiwanese dude's wife, she did this at his funeral about a year ago, but the story is now just getting back and the people are seeing it again. What she did is she hired strippers for his funeral, and then she paid them to gyrate against his coffin. One of the women even seductively draped her body over the coffin in front of the dead man's shocked relatives.
I need to send this story to my wife.
Yeah, this is how you got to go. I'll get this done for you.
Could you?
I'll get strippers there.
I don't know if you'll be around when I'm done.
Oh, believe me, I will. I got plans.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay, Steve. I got you.
Thank you, Vicky.
Oh, yeah, Vicky will get it done. After performing to three songs, the coffin of the man was taken away for a more solemn ceremony. Now, you're thinking, oh, this is horrific. But
no, I'm thinking this is awesome.
Well, that's pretty sweet. Wow, I love that. Yeah, that's a great idea. Here's why they do this, though. And this is why this was done. It wasn't just done
for
to be
all the fellas.
Yeah, well, they wanted to get a lot of people to show up because I guess, you know, China, Taiwan, funerals, the more people that show up to your funeral, the better it is, like that you're a bigger star, I suppose. That's a sign of status in that country. So, you know, if you get more people showing up for your funeral, you're a great guy. So people are cheating the system by having strippers show up. So a lot of people will want to come and they get the word out and they'll go, oh, he was a beloved man. And look at all the people that showed up.
We're having raffles and we'll have a pinata.
Other countries are bizarre.
We're going to stuff the man with candy. Kids will have fun with this. Come one, come all to our big funeral party.
I mean, I guess it means something in this country, too, if a lot of people show up to somebody's funeral. But really,
sure, everybody talks about it. You won't believe how many people came to pay their tribute.
Yeah. But the average Joe, you figure, look, he doesn't need all the care. The average person will get the family and friends, and it should be a decent show up. But, you know, not like, you know, a president or somebody who passed away.
I'm looking at the story about this, and it then continues to talk about like what other people are doing at their funerals that are just ridiculous.
All right.
Apparently, there's also a trend of people propping up people that are dead so that they look like they're alive at the funeral.
What?
So they'll like be like sitting in a chair, or like one person propped the dead guy up so he's like he looks like he's just leaning up against the wall.
Oh, that's weird, dude.
Right, and then there's
no, don't do that,
Vicky. I'll send you so you can put it in top stories. It is going to blow your mind. One of them, they propped it up so his coffin looks like a Cadillac Seville, and he's just there driving it.
Driving it. Oh, whoa, that's actually kind of cool though. Actually, that in itself is kind of cool.
Oh, I want to do that. You guys can put me in my goalie gear, and then you can shoot at me.
Yeah, we'll have a net. That's right. Yeah. We can shoot on you.
Yes.
Dude, that's the whole idea of just being around a dead body is weird to me. I don't like that tradition.
Okay, how about this? Would you do this? Because now there's a company apparently that's also giving families a way to still remember their loved ones. Because, you know, some people, they get their loved one, they get cremated.
Yeah.
They get the ashes, they put them in an urn.
Sure.
Well, one company's making urns that look like that person's face.
Oh. What? Oh, no. 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 Why do they have Barack Obama already?
Well, maybe just as like a model, just to show people what's up.
Jesus. I mean, yeah, oh, man. Okay. Of all the people to make a model of, Barack Obama.
Hey, what do you want? I don't know.
Jesus. All right. I mean, for crying out
loud. Or maybe someone died that looked like Barack Obama.
That's pretty weird.
It's they use those 3D technology to make these things.
Dude, I'm sorry.
I
no.
would do that.
No.
You wouldn't want an urn with my
face
on
it? At this point, why don't you just stuff people like they do with animals and just get a taxidermist and we stuff you and put your and have you stand up?
I'm fine with that. And just prop me on the couch.
That would
with the controller in my hand.
Yeah. Would that be weird if we stuffed you?
You want to change the channel? You have to pry it from my cold, dead hands. And then actually, this is the truth.
Oh, yeah, dude. That would be weird to just see a stuffed Steve.
Oh.
Yeah.
If I'm smiling, it won't be weird.
No, it would be very weird. Yeah, with that creepy smile you got.
Thanks. All right.
It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Text us at 77999. More of your calls and texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Rock is 7625. Text us at 77999. David in Yelm, you are on The Rock.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good. David, what you got for us this morning?
Well, the same thing you guys were talking about, the funerals. Basically, I had heard probably about 6, maybe 7 years ago, give or take, that a guy wanted to be buried in a special way. Well, that special way was... riding on his Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
And they built a special clear glass coffin for him, and he had to buy 2 plots just for him.
Oh, I remember hearing the story. I didn't know that they had to buy 2 plots, because you're right. I remember seeing the picture of that thing, and it was gigantic.
Yeah,
well,
that's
he had to buy 2 because it was just so wide.
Yeah, to appreciate that, David. Thank you. And so that was a really good shot of the dude, man. I mean, because they just put him down there. There he is riding his Harley in this big plexiglass thing. And I think I don't want to be that high maintenance. It feels like that's a lot of work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for my family. You know?
What about like if they did it so that like you were like looked like you were like Han Solo?
Oh, really?
Like in like the chamber with
The carbonite.
Yeah.
Yeah, being frozen by Vader and the guys. Yeah.
Yeah, they propped you up to look like that.
See, they have to have coffins that have that anyway.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
See, I wouldn't mind being buried in something like that. That would be cool. As long as it doesn't, you know, I'm a big problem in life. I don't want to be a big problem by family and death. You know, I want it to be easy.
I think I like the idea of doing like a glass enclosure and like having it look like I'm trying to get out of it.
Oh, no. Then we get to, but then we see you.
Ooh, you should put zombie makeup on.
Oh,
even
better.
Creepier. Oh, yeah.
And like a voice box that goes, brains.
You and Vicky are not in charge of your own funerals. I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, who else is going to get in charge of this?
Somebody who's got taste and doesn't want to drive us all crazy.
What's my wife going to do? She's going to pop me in some box and then throw me into the ground?
It's boring.
It's kind of what people do.
Yeah, but what fun is that?
Well, I don't think it's supposed to be fun. I think she's probably going to be, well, she might be happy.
No.
And she'll be young enough that she'll be able to actually do something good with her life.
That's nice.
You know, since she's, you know. Yeah.
Right. I get what you're saying. She's younger than me.
Yeah. She's very, very younger than you.
If I had forgotten, you would have told me.
Yeah. So listeners on the Loose, you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Text us at 77999.
Got a very important question. You mentioned it earlier today. And one texter, and I don't, you know, we don't talk about it a ton, but people want to know, why does BJ's wife live in California? It's killing me not knowing why they live in 2 different states. Please answer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they got a lot of nerve.
How dare that person?
You know, can I give the answer that, you know what? I get to keep some of my life private.
Yeah.
Only because I think that would piss them off.
It's a secret.
You know, it's a secret?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Should I do like the horizontal? Like they tell us on radio, do the horizontal tease. Tell them to come back tomorrow at this time and I'll give the answer.
Yes.
See if that texter is listening tomorrow at this time.
Tomorrow at this time, we find out why BJ and his wife do not live together.
They have to text us back. To be sure that they're listening. We're doing this for one listener only.
Just one listener, one listener only.
When we go to our convention next week, Steve, make sure we talk about this great bit that we've come up with.
Yeah, we try and tease things for one person.
One person at a time. It's the new way to do radio, baby.
All right, so tomorrow at this time.
At this time, I'll tell you why.
Right.
I live in Washington State, and she lives in California.
And they're still married.
Yes. We're still married. But not together.
Tune in tomorrow.
Same bad time.
Okay, here's a question. Maybe we can answer this one. My girlfriend made a big deal about my 30th birthday. She bought me a ton of gifts, got me a huge cake, took me out to dinner.
Yeah.
Restaurant we went to, really nice. One of those fancy places that we don't normally go to. We ordered a bunch of food, some drinks, and I wondered how the hell is she going to pay for this? Then when the check came, she whipped out a Groupon for 50% off the meal. I'm all for saving money, but something about it felt cheap. Was it weird that my girlfriend used Groupon on my 30th birthday? Shouldn't she have hidden something like that from me instead of making it so blatant? I don't understand why.
I thought for a minute when he was talking about it, I thought maybe I missed it and it was his wife and not his girlfriend. But no, it was his girlfriend, which means, that's her money that she used and she set everything up and did everything. Who gives an F how she got it done? As long as she didn't have sex with the chef, who cares?
And even if she did, if it's canless, go ahead. Bang the chef.
You know what? Right. I authorize my wife to have sex with the canless chef if we get free food there.
When she's in town. But we'll find out why she's not in town tomorrow at this time.
At this time tomorrow.
This guy's such a wimp. Plus, she bought him a bunch of presents. Really?
Did you have a good night?
Yeah, exactly.
If you had a good night, who gives a flying F how much she spent on it?
I'm going to tell you something right now.
You don't deserve her.
Here's the problem.
Vicky does.
We've over-feminized men. That's something that women would complain about when a guy would pull out a coupon and on a date and they'd be mad about it. Why would men care about that? Men are all about saving dough, being smart with their money.
We've had that kind of an email before, but it's always been the reversal.
I'd say marry that girl. She obviously's got a brain in her head on how to be good financially. Hello, get that done, you half a moron. Jesus, what a complaint. What is wrong with men? Come on, guys. Really, that's a hell of a girl you got there. All right, here we go. Here's your question. What do Ryan Castle and a hedgehog have in common?
Oh, boy.
Find out at 9:47 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW. Drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a hedgehog have in common?
Prickly but cute.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
One texter even said they're both adorable until they start sticking you with their pointy spike.
Yeah.
One said they both curl up into a ball when they get scared.
Yeah.
And both are attached to Ron Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's hedgehog. Yeah, I get that. Well, we got a guy who called the cops to report loud sex. Turns out it was two hedgehogs going at it.
Wow.
Wow, this happened in Germany. 11 o'clock last Wednesday. He was like, okay, there's some loud sex noises coming outside. And he was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
I'm going to get these people messed up. Get the cops involved. And the cops came and said, you know, there's loud sex going on, but it's not a human couple. Two hedgehogs were in the middle of a long mating session. Good for them.
How loud are? I mean, do you think they're louder than the turtles?
Yeah, they say they groan very loudly during the act, and the male makes most of the noise.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I have the weirdest erection right now.
Well, Ryan Castle, he's got at least a one pack. Then he's
goodbye, old friend.
Yeah, jeez.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
The craziest thing that I've tried is a foursome.
A what? One guy.
One guy, three girls. That's the craziest thing, but it wasn't successful. So
good.
Do you guys do other stuff though? Make up?
Oh,
shut up, Vicky!
I didn't ask that question.
She's my girl.
I was going to, but I didn't.
It was the guy and the girlfriend, so they were still doing their own thing. So I had the other girl. So it was kind of like, okay, we're waiting for the other guy to like catch up here.
So you're on deck.
Sarah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney.
Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.